Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Creed of the Dauntless by Frank B. Whitney, published in 1931. At this moment, the Holy Spirit is right at your side. Its arm is about you. Its love is enfolding you. Its voice speaks to the inner ear of your soul. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Blame not the discordant noises of the world. Blame not people of the world. Neither blame the things about you if you do not feel the heavenly presence or do not hear its voice. Back of this world of discord and worry, fear and unrest, disease and lack, back of all this haze and shadow, there is another world. Back of the you, which seems to be so unharmonious and confused, there is another self. Back of all this mist and fog of life are the real and the true. There is light and beauty. There is quietness and peace. There is heaven. Is the kingdom of heaven right here, right now? Is it right where you are? Yes and no. It is not the world of fog and shadow, pain and disease, arguments and misunderstandings, bitterness and war, in which you sometimes find yourself engulfed. It's a place of heavenly rest and peace that exists back of all this world of turmoil. Let me give you an illustration from the natural world. Invisible radio waves live in an ethereal world. To the invisible waves, there are no three-dimensional barriers, no hindrance to its movements. To the world of the radio, there is no world of stone walls, of impenetrable iron and steel. Are these two worlds, the world of radio and the world of three dimensions, two separate worlds? Yes and no, in the sense that they are of different quality, interpenetrating each other, we may call them separate and distinct. But there is a relationship between them in the sense that the radio wave requires the radio equipment, and the equipment requires the wave to be of value. Likewise, the higher world of thought, the heaven of peace, requires the three-dimensional you, your physical manifestation. And you, if you are not to be swallowed up in the vortex of worldly confusion, need the radio wave of truth, the peace of heaven. Are there times when you do not feel the presence of the Holy Spirit about you and within you? Times when you do not hear God's voice, do not realize the comfort of words of truth? Then you are entrenching yourself in the stone walls, believing in the hard material things of the outer world, and not living in the world of the spiritual radio. In the world of stone walls, you will think of yourself as material, like the stones and dust, and you will become dust. If through spiritual consciousness you keep yourself in tune with the peace and silence of heaven, you will be a thing of heaven, always thinking love and truth, manifesting a healthy body within what will become a manifest world of health and beauty. Living in heaven, you can put to silence all belief in worldly discord. Your thought will be in that rarefied sphere in which there is no ignoble thought. The world of confusion will cease to exist for you. Heaven will give you a world of love, beauty, and health in which to live. The power of the silence of heaven will have caused your thought to become purified and regenerated. You will give up old values and old beliefs, those old inclinations to worry and become involved in personal problems will be silenced forever. You will move in the glorious company of heaven. With the arm of God, the mystical arm of love and protection about you, you will move through the world untouched by the things of the world. Oh, how often you have longed to be in the world but not of it. Now you will be neither affected by personalities nor moved by worldly discords. These will find no response in your soul. The silence of heaven will hush all belief in worry and irritation, argument and division. Had you gone through a physical death to reach this heaven of peace and silence, you might have lost a certain contact with old friends. But in the heaven of spiritual consciousness, the Spirit of Truth will show you your old friends through new eyes. As the Spirit of Truth directs you to your old friends, you will find them changed, because your concept of them has undergone a change. The very silence of heaven will silence those old thoughts of hate and fear, those old personal beliefs in the limitations of your friends. As you go about your daily work, you will find that you perform your daily tasks and handle your business in a new way. Will you be fearful in financial matters? Will you fear competition? Will you be undecided about the best move to make? No. The silence of heaven, the confidence of spiritual consciousness, will put indecision, failure, and fear to flight. Some strange but welcome power will enter into your affairs, and a holy hush will silence all opposition to your success. Knowing the truth of your relationship to all the good things of the world, you will find that this knowledge will silence the old fears and doubts. Have you ever tried to enter the silence in meditation? Now you will find that the greatest silence of all is your abiding consciousness of the presence of the divine. Down deep within you, you likely have always felt some mystic presence was there. At times it seemed to hush your clamoring thoughts. At times when you were alone, you had the experience of feeling that all the people and things of the world were as nothing, and that this presence was all that was real and true. Now you will know that this something, this mystic presence of the divine, this reality within and about you, within and about the real things of life, is all there ever can be. How do you find this silence? Just by turning away in thought from the jangling confusion of the world, going deeper and deeper in thought until you find the quietness of heaven back of the confusion of the world. There you will find God, yourself, heavenly silence, rest, and refreshment. We who believe in the presence of the divine within cannot permit ourselves to become involved in adverse beliefs. Belief in disharmony, worry and adversity in many forms. We have but to turn to heaven in thought, to enter into the silence of heaven, to see the confusion of the world disappear, and to behold the presence of God. The silence of heaven will silence the hateful tongue. When we know its power, we cannot speak ill of ourselves or of others. Neither can they speak maliciously of us. The silence of heaven will still the divisiveness of the world, revealing to us the mystic presence of God here and now, disclosing to us the beauties of heaven all about us. Turn toward heaven, and its silence will harmonize every condition in your life, stilling troubled waters, revealing the truth of your heavenly citizenship.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.